the net. Up to the task, Victoria lashed a wickedly angled return. St. John dove for the ball but came up empty, just like she always seemed to when she played Victoria. They had played each other dozens of times over the years, first in the junior ranks and now in the pros. St. John had yet to record a victory. Their latest encounter was no different.
"Game, set, match, Vasilyeva," the chair umpire said. "Vasilyeva wins 2 sets to love.
Victoria's stern game face vanished the instant the ball passed out of St. John's reach. She squealed in delight and tossed her racket high in the air as the crowd roared its approval. On the other side of the net, and the other end of the spectrum, St. John lay on her back and stared at the night sky. Chances to win Grand Slam singles titles, to etch your name in the annals of sports history, didn't come along every day. Some players went their entire careers without ever reaching a Grand Slam final. She had made it in her first year, but she had blown her opportunity. Would it be her only one? Victoria leaped across the net and helped St. John to her feet. "I'm sorry it had to be you," she said, draping an arm across St. John's shoulder. Her once impenetrable Russian accent was so slight, it was almost undetectable.